Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Democrats should know that they put the White House and the president in this position. And if they don't want further harm on their constituents back home, then they need to reopen the government. It's very simple. Pass the clean continuing resolution and all of this goes away. We would not be having these discussions here at the White House today if not for the Democrats voting to shut the government down. This is an unfortunate consequence, and the president and Russ Vought will be meeting on that later today.
So Carolyn Leavitt there saying it is a clean CR. The Democrats are saying no, it's not, that the Republicans are playing dirty tricks and dirty games. The Republicans are saying the Democrats are trying to fund illegal immigrant health care. What is the truth of what is going on right now over this government shutdown? Let's ask our friend, Chairman Jason Smith. He represents Missouri's 8th District in Congress, and he is chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. Congressman, thank you for being here with us today. It's always good to have you.
It's great to be with you, Annie.
Give us what we need to know. What's the truth here? Why is the government shut down?
Well, it's because of the 60-vote threshold in the United States Senate. If you recall, about 2 weeks ago, the House of Representatives passed a clean continuation of funding. What that means is what funding was on September 30th, which was just a couple days ago, the end of the fiscal year, it will continue as that same amount of funding for 7 more weeks to try to get where both sides can agree on a final budget of appropriations. However, of course, the United States Senate has 52, 53 Republicans, and you need 60 votes to end the filibuster. And the Democrats have continued to block the filibuster. They've continued to block a vote on the continuing resolution. The votes are there to pass it. They just won't allow them to ever get to a vote because of the filibuster and the 60-vote rule. And so it's important to note that when the Democrats controlled the White House, the House, and the Senate, when Biden was president and they controlled both chambers, 13 times they passed clean CRs just like this. What is on the floor is exactly what the Democrats voted for in March whenever it was a CR for the rest of the year.
So it's a clean CR.
It's a clean CR. There's no bones about it. What you hear a lot of people talking about right now is what the Democrats came to the table and said, we will support this clean CR if you will increase spending almost $1.4 trillion. You will provide health care for illegals. You will expand a COVID-era policy to bail out insurance companies, and you will cut $50 billion from rural health care. That was their request.
I have a comment here from a listener who's taking in our conversation here with Chairman Jason Smith. They say, what are Republicans doing to get the votes in the Senate? So you're going to need some Democrat votes there. Is that Republicans' responsibility to make those negotiations to get this through? How's it going to get done?
Well, that's what Senator Thune is working on. You know, we did our job in the House. Of course, only one Democrat voted with us when we passed this clean CR on the House side. And the one Democrat didn't cast his vote until he saw that we already had 218. And he happens to be from a district that Trump won in Maine. So it's really showing a brave soul right there. And so that's what you have over in the Senate right now. You have Democrats that's saying one thing, that they want government to be open. They want to make sure that the military receives their checks, but they're not voting that way. What we're passing The CR is just continuation of funding. It does not make sense that you eliminate all funding because you want $1.4 trillion in new spending. That it, what they don't understand is it empowers the administration, which they hate. They hate President Trump, and President Trump will have so much authority in allocating the resources and deciding who's an essential employee, who's not an essential employee, and what programs need to be taken care of.
Mm. Chairman Smith, Jason Smith, with us right now representing Missouri's 8th District. So what you're talking about right now, some authority going back to the executive branch if the government has been shut down, is anything that the president can do now with what gets funded, what doesn't get funded, can anything that he implements be made permanent, or is it all undone when the government opens back up?
It absolutely can't be made permanent. It will be really hard for them to undo it, which it shows proof to me that they're not thinking. I mean, they hate anything that President Trump does. It's just if he said that oxygen was great, they would stop breathing. So, like, it's just how they manage themselves. Mm. And so it is unconscionable of how they're behaving right now.
Yeah, you know, I want to kind of into the behavior and, like, what is the long-term plan here? I would assume that usually Republicans kind of have an idea like, all right, this is where the Democrats are going to want to get to. Let's see how they're going to, you know, have the ends justify the means. Fox News reports that former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi got into a sharp exchange with a reporter on Wednesday after being asked whether Republicans should negotiate with Congressman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in order to end the shutdown. And Nancy Pelosi snapped back and said, why are you saying such a ridiculous thing? But I've seen AOC say, come talk to me. Is this rift between AOC and Chuck Schumer a real, actual, tangible thing for leadership in the Democrat Party right now?
The only reason why we're in a government shutdown is because the Democrats in Washington are catering to their liberal base, led by Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer voted for this exact piece of legislation in March. He prevented a government shutdown in March. He voted for it, allowed it to move forward. But then he got crucified by his liberal base because you were supporting Donald Trump and keeping government open, and AOC is looking over his shoulders. So in his rearview mirror, he sees AOC, knowing that if she challenges him for Senate, she can beat him in a primary. Nancy Pelosi is upset over AOC telling people to come visit because Nancy Pelosi is no longer the leader of the Democrat Party. She's just a 85-plus-year-old member of Congress that should retire. But you have AOC who's going to be the nominee for the Democrats, and she is the leader of the Democrat Party.
I mean, that is quite a sea change. It feels as though with AOC being what I would have considered, you know, the squad originally being the far left progressive wing of representation in Congress, now kind of her having the opportunity to potentially step in the mainstream. I think there was a time where we would have thought that Chuck Schumer would have been somebody who would have been willing to be more moderate, to get the job done, to do the negotiation, to see some progress. Does intra-party, do you see people looking to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to take over and give it a fresh face?
The Democrat Party has really shifted in the last 10 years since I've been in Washington, D.C. myself. Nancy Pelosi was Speaker while I was up there, and she is viewed as a rarity in Washington. And what I mean by that is that the AOC wing has become the majority of the Democrats in Washington. They have been very successful in their Democrat primaries in winning these crazy members of Congress that are so extreme, such as Tlaib, such as Omar, such as Presley. You have AOC. There's numerous ones you could go down the line, and they have been recruiting these candidates over a long time, and they've been winning those primaries. And now they have the numbers in the Democrat Party, and that's why you're seeing the dysfunction.
Chairman, this is Ryan Wiggins. I was hoping you could help me kind of figure out what exactly the Democrats are negotiating for, or if they're negotiating at all, because I'm following the news cycle just like everybody else, and they seem to be talking about health care, but anytime Republicans say, yeah, but you're trying to fund illegal immigration, then they back off of health care, and that's it. I'm not hearing anything else they're trying to do. So what is it that they're trying to accomplish with this?
So they actually filed a piece of legislation with the CR showing what they do want in order to keep government open. It adds up with a lot of different items that would be about $1.4 trillion in new spending. The biggest items that they care about is bailing out the insurance companies that would cost roughly $400 billion. This was a COVID-era program that they did to expand Obamacare back during the American Rescue Plan and the Inflation Reduction Act. They are also proposing that we reinstate being able to provide Medicaid and other welfare benefits to illegal immigrants. They've proposed in the same legislation to eliminate the $50 billion that's going to rural health care. It's crazy, but those are all items that's on paper. They can try to deny it, but this is what they have said. We will open up government if you do this, which is absolutely unrealistic. 77 million Americans voted for Donald Trump to be president. They voted for a Republican majority House and Senate, and their demands is like a party that is in control of power in Washington. It is so unfortunate. Eight senators can block it. I've been telling my Senate counterparts, you should be able to break a filibuster in a government shutdown to make sure that government's funded. All you should have to have is 51 votes. I would encourage my colleagues to change the Senate rules and eliminate a filibuster for something like this.
So it sounds like Democrats are pitching things that Republicans are full non-starters, and Democrats know that. Therefore, they're not really negotiating at all.
They're not negotiating at all. They're not being realistic. They're not coming to the table. Let me just tell you how much of obstacles that the Democrats have been putting in. Just 2 weeks ago, we marked up nine different bills in the Ways and Means Committee, very bipartisan bills. It took almost 8 hours because all they wanted to do was to get attention on C-SPAN and to attack President Trump. When you added up those nine bills that we passed, it was 420 yeses, six noes. Six no's, but it took them 8 hours. They just tried to obstruct and block. They will vote against legislation, not that they oppose anything in it, but because of what's not in it. And that's what they're doing with this funding of government right now. They're not opposed to what's in it. They're opposed of what's not in it. And that is why they shut down government.
Last question for you. We appreciate your time today. We're speaking with Congressman Jason Smith. Do you see an obvious end in sight here? We've had these, I think, what was the last one, like 35 days? Could this go on for a long time? You think the Democrats will cave?
You know, I don't know how, I said this all along, I don't know how the Democrats view how they can get out of this. And they're going to be eating a lot of crow. They created this situation. I think it's going to last a while. I don't think it's something that's going to happen for only 2 or 3 days. I know some of my counterparts think that maybe in a week, but the Democrats are not showing any inclination that I have seen to the White House, to House and Senate leadership, that they're willing to come to the table in a reasonable fashion.
Do you think that means that the sombrero memes will continue to flow out of the White House?
You know, President Trump is a much different communicator than I am.
than most people.
Expect the unexpected. That's all I can say.
Well, that is a great, great political answer. I appreciate it. Congressman Smith, we are grateful for your time. Please come back soon. We love having you.
Of course. Good to be with you.
You as well. Bye-bye. Not touching that one with a 10-foot pole. Yeah, I tried. It's nice to get a little personality out of these folks when you have the opportunity, and that was a good test of his character. I appreciate that answer from him.
It's also a realistic view of how this thing's shaken out, because it just doesn't sound like it's really moving. I mean, we can't see it from here that it's moving, and it doesn't sound like they see any movement either.
I mean, they've put themselves in a position that is uncompromisable. There's really nothing there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To compromise on, and it would appear that that means that the Democrats are going to have to just go, well, we tried, and then do what they could have done a long time ago, but in the process of putting their foot down, and they're going to have shut the government down for some time, and they're putting the authority into the president's hands to do what Representative Smith was saying there, which is make some permanent moves.
Usually,
to who's in what position and what is funded.
No matter who's in the majority or the minority, usually the way these things end is the minority finds one thing and they go, that's our thing. We're going to try to get that one thing. And they start with this big list. Of course, it's what you do. And then you narrow it down. You realize you're not going to get much of it, if any. So you focus on the one thing and you go, this is what we have to have. But I don't even see that. They're not even to the point where they're whittling it down yet. Like he just said, they have this huge laundry list of things that they're clearly not going to get, and they're not talking to anybody about it.
Mm. We want to know what you think about the sombrero memes. It's really the most important question that we can answer here on the show. How do you feel about the president's sombrero memes? It's a funny joke. Doesn't bother me. Not helpful. Or they're shameful. Annie Fry YouTube channel in the live chat. You can vote. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.